Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. So the Donald was in Dallas. Sounds odd. I got Stormy Daniels on the mind. I guess, you know, Donald does Dallas. There you go. Anyway, he was at the NRA convention. No money shots there. Maybe a rim shot. Who knows? I just got the eyes. He was at the big convention, and he says, quote, "Your Second Amendment rights are under siege." That's right, he said, but they will never, ever be under siege as long as I am president. So I'm confused. It's one of those moments where you go, is it under siege or is it not? Because you're president. You said as long as you were president, it wasn't going to happen. But you're saying it's happening? Which is it? Do we know or do you even know? Or is it just a pander line that you threw out to the faithful to be able to get them all lathered up in the panties and throwing you dollars? Just asking. And here to help answer some of those questions and talk about some sanity on the gun issue, I've asked our good friend Bob Wiener to come talk with us, president of Robert Wiener & Associates News and Public Affairs. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, it's always such a pleasure to be with you, and I know our listeners hear that bureaucratic title of my current company. I think they'll be more interested that I worked for Conyers, Rangel, Claude Pepper, Ed Koch, Ted Kennedy, the Clinton White House for 22 years of my life.
You got quite a resume. You are the man.
Well, your radio show, congratulations on its expansion and success now, because we were all a little worried there for a little while as things were difficult. And Rick, I'm just thrilled at your success because you bring out the truth and really help the working man and woman.
I give it a shot. But let's get to the gun issue. Under siege, Bob. The guns are under siege. And as long as he's president, they won't be. Am I missing something there?
You're not missing anything. We did a piece. And it was ranked one of the top two op-eds in the country by a group in the Colorado Gazette, you know, where Columbine was had. And did you know that, this is the column, an assault weapons ban would make a difference? Quit saying that it wouldn't, because all 15 mass killings of 10 or more since Columbine have involved assault weapons under the ban by the Brady Bill, which was sunsetted by the NRA. They're full of it when they say it won't make a difference. It would take away the worst headlines. Those kids from Parkland are absolutely right, Rick, that quit stalling around. And the NRA wants to create this fear, and Donald Trump panders right into it, this fear of the NRA. You know that Congress people have won. I remember the Bloomberg-funded gal who opposed the NRA person, Robin Kelly, who won as an anti-NRA person in Chicago. It can be done. It is done. Rick Scott had a cave, Rick. Different Rick, obviously, Rick Smith and Rick Scott. Okay, but Rick Scott had a cave in Florida when the kids made it that he could not win in his attempt to be a senator now that he's been governor and he wants to be senator and beat Nelson, that he could not win unless he moved on the gun issue. So he did raise the age, which the kids had been asking for. That was one of their two main things. But the other is the assault weapons ban.
Yep.
The Brady Bill had it. The mass shootings were down. Way down, and it worked. Now, the argument that the gun people make is, oh, it's only 1% or 2% of it. But it's the key headlines. It's the big headlines that give the angst to the entire American people. So the NRA should love the fact of banning the assault weapons, because it would take away the worst headlines against guns, and it actually would accomplish something meaningful.
Right, but here's the thing. But, Bob, a good guy with a gun, you know, law-abiding guy with a gun, we love law-abiding good guys with guns. Guns, good.
Guns, good, yeah. guns, good, especially in schools. Guns, real good, where you don't quite know who to shoot at because, you know, you're a teacher and you're picking up your gun. The teacher's not going to have an assault weapon in their drawer in the desk. That's
just hang it on the blackboard. Look, the kids they'll stay in line. Hang it right there, right behind
you. I watched that Trump speech. You know, knives do more damage. Look at the blood from the knives. I couldn't believe he's saying that. Tell me, and we're in the National Press Club watching that speech, because that's where I work out of now, and people were just laughing at Trump saying, yeah, knife is quicker and more damaging and more dangerous than an assault weapon, which is a machine gun shooting at people and killing them en masse. Yeah, that's just the way it works. They are doing everything. They're so afraid. Rick, they're going to lose on two fronts. They're going to lose on the gun issue because the kids are going to come out in droves. They're coming to come out in droves, just the way in Alabama that the African-Americans came out. Trump is not getting his constituency out, losing 15 points on the average in every special election from 10 to 20. Even this one that they won barely last time by 5, it was a district that was 21 points,
right.
Trump in the first place. So every district is, because even though the generic, and I know our listeners will follow along with this, even though the generic is now 7 points, the enthusiasm that we have from women who've been dissed, from the kids who want the gun control, and from African-Americans who see the safety net dropping out from under their feet and losing everything in terms of all the health care that they benefit from so dramatically in terms of lives. So and food and housing and trying to, you know, triple Carson now trying to triple the rates in public housing and all of that. So all of that, Trump is losing big time. And the respect, nobody wants to come out and support a guy who dumps on women and minorities and Spanish and workers and everything else he can think of. Everybody who's not him, he dumps on. And now he wants to say, you know, that the people against me, it's a conspiracy, they're all Republicans. Ray, the head of the FBI, was they're all Democrats, was a Republican. Mueller was a Republican. Comey was a Republican. What the H is he talking about? The leaders of these groups were Republicans who know that for the good of the country, they're investigating a guy who got his money from Russian sanctioned banks because no U.S. bank would give it to him, and where the Steele dossier had some truth. He can't say any point of it. He lied to the FBI saying he was gone from Moscow when he was there for 2 nights. He lied to Comey in his information on that when he was talking to him in the meeting. By way of Comey's notes, we know this. So this is a guy who's so dangerous to the country and lies about everything, and his comeuppance is going to happen in the off-year election.
No, that's the hope. I mean, the hope is there's some sanity restored to our government because, look, you know, at the end of the day, this is a dysfunctional White House. I mean, and they're dealing with you know, really, really important issues that I fear they booger up.
You know, even one of my op-eds, you know, that's what we do is I bring in young journalists and we write op-eds. One of them that got an H2, number two op-ed in the country, was even a broken clock works twice a day. So his deal on having a nuclear talk with Korea is a good thing.
Yep.
I'll give him that. And so we gave him that one. So, you know, but everything else, it's in complete disarray. I've been through a number of White Houses. I worked in both the Clinton and the Bush White Houses. And watched closely others, Obama as being in the press corps and a chief of staff of a committee where we worked with Jimmy Carter and got mandatory retirement abolished and worked with Jimmy Carter on that. And it just doesn't happen. You don't have a guy who knows nothing about the issues, zero zilch, doesn't do his homework, and thinks he's a know-it-all, and have that run the country. And the rest of the world just laughs at him, laughs, and that means they're laughing at us. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, is he the dumbest president in history? I mean, do we give him that?
I used to think that Bush too was, but geez, he's Aristotle in comparison to this guy.
So, what do you think of the story that just broke that evidently he's booking his own phone interviews now?
Yeah, and he's dissed Kelly. That's right, he's dissed Kelly. This judge, it turns out, the judge that said you only want to hurt Trump by going after Flynn, that's another story that's just breaking out.
Since you brought that up, because I tweeted out this morning, am I getting this right that if the aim is eventually to go after Trump because, you know, they were all in this together, then any crimes any of his campaign people have committed, we should ignore? I mean, is that the new judicial system, or is that only
for really rich white
people?
I had to have this one explained to me by my on-site coordinator, Ben Lasky, who you slept on his floor at the Democratic convention.
I did, and thank you, Ben.
And he explained to me that Manafort was a Reagan appointee and this judge was a Reagan appointee.
That's it, right there. You don't even need to explain anymore.
Yep.
Wow. So let's get to the really important stuff because we got rid of the gun stuff. Yeah, guns. Stormy. You know, real important stuff.
Well, here's where I go with that one. Obviously, she's telling the truth about it happened, or he wouldn't pay $130,000. Who pays $130,000 if nothing happens? Come on, get through.
Well, so, rich people evidently were led to believe get extorted all the time, and this is just minor hush money. It's like the insurance company, you know, will pay you $5,000 if you just make a claim.
I was going to say $20,000 is minor hush money, but $130,000 is shut up about what we did. and the other gal who had the evidence, the playmate of the year, she is cute. I don't deny that. But playmate of the year, and she was 5 times a month with him for 10 months, so 50 times there. So that was actually... So the two of them are all over TV, and others are out there. Here's the thing: when you've got, you know, Stormy Daniels, it's obvious that happened. Just look at the pictures of the two of them, for God's sake. I mean, so that's obvious it happened. And Carol McDougal, it's obvious Karen McDougal, it's obvious that happened. And then he wants to say that he the Steele dossier was garbage, untrue. I deny it, except for the fact that.
It's all
evidence-based. And he was in Moscow for two days when he said he didn't have time to even do this kind of thing, Comey, did I? So he lies to the FBI about it. And the pattern and practice of the guy makes it that this could be true. He's got the kind of personality where, you know, we're not going to be gross with your listeners, but you know, what he claims he made those prostitutes do in Obama's bedroom that it used to be Obama's when Obama was there, how do you not see him doing that? He hates Obama.
No, of course, and it makes sense to me. But here's the thing. I mean, he's a guy. I mean, look, we've heard the tapes. You know, I'm going to go and I'm going to go on her like a you know what, and I'm going to grab her by the you know what, and we've heard
right.
all this, so we know who he is. And look, I listened to Howard Stern for years when he would go on and say some of the most vile things. We know who he is. What's confusing to me is why he just doesn't come out and say, "Yep, did it." All of it. It's all true. Paid it off. Did it. And you knew that when you voted for me. That's not why you voted for me. I mean, I would have more respect for him if he just said, yeah, I did it. It's always the lie that gets you.
Well, if he admitted it, Melania, who's a little bit under the, you know, under the intellectual schedule.
Oh, come on. You don't think she knows.
But if he admitted it, that would be probably the last straw and she'd walk out on him. And he needs her for taking care of Barron. I think that's the motive.
Maybe. Okay. It seems like an interesting motive. Now, let's go to Rudy. Evidently, Rudy came out and spoke out of turn today. And again, I've said this
and
a number
yesterday.
Of times. You know, you've heard that old saying, you know, if you have yourself for a lawyer, you've got a fool for a lawyer. I think I would take myself over Rudy.
Here's the thing about Rudy Giuliani, and I know him because I was at, you know, We worked with him when he was mayor of New York on stopping drugs when I was spokesman for the White House Drug Office, and I saw him at Ed Koch's funeral. But Rudy was the mastermind of his own strategy in running for president, where his strategy was to not do the first two primaries and caucuses, Iowa and New Hampshire, because then he would jump in Florida. You know what happened after Iowa and New Hampshire? The race was over.
Yep.
The race was over. And his other masterful strategy was, I'm running against Hillary for Senate. For a week until he dropped out when he saw the polls were crushing him. And his other masterful strategy was, I'm nominating Bernie Kerik for Homeland Security. And Kerik was outed for embezzlement and corruption before he even got to first base when he was nominated. So this is a guy who is blunderbuss and just terrible. The only thing he was good at, and I do respect him for this, was as a prosecutor in New York, he did go after bad guys, including nursing home corruption, and I was into that because I was chief of staff of the House Aging Committee, and he really went after those corrupt nursing homes. But as a politician, he's been abysmal, and that's the role that Trump wanted him in this deal with dealing with the special prosecutor, and he can't handle the job. He's more into getting on TV and making news than he is into actually doing a subtle, conscious, meaningful, substantive job.
Yeah, and there's part of me that goes, they chose Rudy because Rudy and Donald have, you know, like a similar past. I think they've been, what, married each three times.
Right.
You know, they've got their problems. I often wonder if Rudy didn't like wearing the dress an awful lot more than he let on. just kind of throwing that out there.
I remember that.
But you kind of got to go, you know, this was dumb. I mean, all along you had Trump saying, you know, there's nothing here. I didn't have any part of it. I didn't know anything. There's that, you know, the thing, you know, the clip of them asking, did you know Michael Cohen made this? And he's like, no, I don't know anything. And now to have Rudy just come blurted out going, yep, paid it off. It's not a campaign issue. Just paid it off. Happens all the time.
Happens all the time, Bob. People dig up $130,000 and just pay it off, right?
Yeah, I mean, heck, if that's the case, then everybody stand in line.
Yeah, all the 19 other women.
Or but the 19 other women.
I don't know. I just think that Trump has got himself in such a box, but what they're trying to do is to freeze Mueller out, and I don't think it's going to work. And I think if he tries that before the off-year election, he's going to lose. If he does fire him before the off-year election, it's going to cost him. If he doesn't do it, Mueller's going to do a report. But the bottom line is Trump did all this stuff. He is vulnerable because of his Russia connections. He did try to buy his way to sell his soul so that he could give Russia sanctions and take the money for his five bankruptcies that no U.S. bank would pay. And so he got the money from Russian sanctioned banks. He did do all of that.
Yep.
And Wilbur Ross is the Secretary of Commerce because Wilbur Ross paid off his first set of bankruptcies in Atlantic City, $675,000 worth. And Trump said of Wilbur Ross, nobody could figure out how he became Chamber of Secretary of Commerce. And the answer was because he did that. And Trump said, boy, Wilbur Ross knows how to make money. So, that's how he became Secretary of Commerce, and he is speaking at the National Press Club on the 14th, and we intend to ask him some of those kinds of questions.
Those are important. So last line of questioning I've got for you then, since you brought up Mueller, does Trump fire him? I mean, do we see that before the midterms?
I can't imagine it happens because there would be such hell even among about a third of the Republicans. I just can't imagine it happening.
Okay, so now they brought in...
Grassley even said it would be suicide.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think it was Graham that said that too. But you know, you came from the Clinton White House. You know, they've hired a Clinton lawyer. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he was not the top lawyer. You know, where Clinton won was when Dale Bumpers was his defender in the Senate, and then they didn't even get a half of the votes in the House. They did carry the impeachment vote against him. I remember when the vote was being taken. I was with Conyers. I came over, and Pat and I, you know my wife, Pat.
Yep.
And we went into his room, into his office, and he had the door closed, the lights off, and he was playing soft, solemn music. That's the mood he wanted to have as he walked down into that vote in the Judiciary Committee, where he was the ranking Democrat of the Judiciary Committee, and he was going to be Clinton's defender, but he knew he didn't have the vote. I mean, that was the reality in the House. They just didn't have the vote.
Yeah. So is this worse?
Clinton's was about sex and never asked anybody to lie for him, never once asked anybody to lie for him, and it was about his own personal sex life. And if you went around to anybody, and I did, to go to supermarket tellers, to cab drivers, to anybody, you know, everybody understood how you don't just babble to a prosecutor when you think he knows nothing about your private sex life that is an affair that's not with your wife. Who would just offer and volunteer that? So that's what that was about. Of course he tried to keep that secret. Half of America has divorces, Rick, unfortunately, and,
right.
And that half is because they're not faithful to their wives.
Yeah, good point.
So that's the deal. So that's all the Clintons was. He couldn't get him on Whitewater. He couldn't get him on Travelgate. He couldn't get him on hiring this and that. He couldn't get him on anything. He went to Reno, and Reno's worst mistake was authorizing Starr to continue the investigation, calling it an investigation of obstruction, but it really was an investigation of Clinton's sex life.
So do you see any...
That's different than Trump.
Okay.
Totally different.
Okay. And how so?
Because with Trump, it's not just his sex life. It's Russia. It's patriotism. It's treason.
That's what I wanted to hear. I'm right there with you, Bob.
Yep.
As always, good stuff. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Rick. Great to have you, and thanks for what you do for America.
Thank you so much. Our good friend Bob Wiener. Wiener Associates. We got a link at thericksmithshow.com. You can check out his outstanding work. Going to take a quick break. Right back. Stick around and listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Show.